we can use autophagy, we can use this regeneration principle, which I'm an expert in, to bolster our own cellular defenses, but also to help us to live longer, essentially disease-free. Let me give you an example. When you look at the cultures that live in the blue zones around the world, like Ikaro, Greece, Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, certain sections of Okinawa, even though there's McDonald's hamburgers everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere there. The highest per capita anywhere in the world is in Okinawa. Nicoya, Costa Rica, and in several other locations around the world, these people all live to where they're 90, essentially disease-free, before they really begin their serious aging.
I'm starting to lose you a little bit, John, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Am I talking to you?
Yeah.
People really don't age in these zones, these called blue zones, until they're about 90. They have large numbers of people that make it till they're 90. No cancer, no heart disease, no diabetes. And in some cases, they're actually living close to low levels of natural radiation, like in Ikaro, Greece, for example. But for the rest of us, that doesn't apply because we've got all these other stresses that are hitting our system. So when something blows up on the coast of Japan at the Fukushima nuclear power plant, and then the jet stream starts to carry over these small particles that are radioactive that will last for 25,000 years, blasting the environment with harmful radiation, and you add that on top of our already depleted nutritional reserves, which is found in many, many folks that are poor.
Or whatever radiation we get from the sun and everything else.
And everything else, You're going to overwhelm a lot of people's systems, and the just the chronic level of disease overall has to go up. And there are charts on this. We've known about it since the since looking at the 1950s explosions in Utah and Nevada that were above ground. We knew instantly that there was a 66% increase in infants born with low infant weight or were born prematurely or that had serious defects in their thyroid glands and poor eyesight, a lot of different things that happen. But no one wants to really get into that data and discuss it. Well, this is something we need to do.
Can you take kelp supplements naturally? Won't that help you?
Yes, exactly. There are a set of supplements that are known to help regenerate the body. In other words,
kelp, folks, by the way, being seaweed.
Exactly. All the edible seaweeds are excellent. Let me give you one fantastic example. There were two hospitals that were located a mile away from Ground Zero at Hiroshima when we dropped the bomb in 1945. One hospital, which was St. Francis Hospital, used all natural seaweeds and vegetables and no sugar and no refined foods whatsoever to treat all of their staff members and anyone that was able to wobble into their emergency room. They had virtually 100% of the folks live. The other hospital on the other side, again about a mile away, was using the common foods, the commercial foods that were used back then, none of the good stuff, no seaweed, sugar, canned goods, milk, you know, that type of thing. They all died.
Oh.
And a lot of those people were interviewed over the decades, and they're doing well. They didn't come down with thyroid cancer, for example, or with lymphoma or with leukemia. So, because they stuck with that diet.